I'm Maya Morton, and this is Live from Studio A. I have today live in the studio Charlie Parr, who has a new album out, new CD called When the Devil Goes Blind, and was produced by Bo Ramsey rather than recorded in the kitchen. We'll hear all about that. We're going to hear some tunes from it and pick his brain about kind of what's going on in his world. Charlie Parr is going to kick it off with a tune, I Dreamed I Saw Jesse James Last Night. It's the first track on his new disc. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Maya. I appreciate it. Well, you see that train running past, rolling on down the line. That train rolling on down the line. I've been living near these tracks most all my life. There's money in there, rich folks and mayor that I never see. There's money in there that I never see. Can't ride no train unless poor boy rides for free. Well, I work all day, slave away, but my money is not my own. I work all day, but my money is not my own. Feed the kids, the rest goes on the loan. Jesse James. I sleep at night, I'm a dreaming about Jesse James. And we robbed that train, brother, right away. I stay awake late at night, Ned Kelly's on my mind. Stay awake, Ned Kelly's on my mind. Pull up them tracks, let the rich folks ride. My wife's name. Put on my boots and I whispered my wife's name. Got my 410. I went to meet the train. Well, I'm on the track, my rifle's cocked, she ain't slowing down. I'm on the track, she ain't slowing down. She ain't gonna stop, boys heaven bound.
Hot album, Charlie.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
When the Devil Goes Blind is the name of the album and or CD. You know, what do you call it these days?
Well, it'll be out on vinyl here in about a little less than a month. The vinyl's not ready yet, but
that's the exciting part. I know Roustabout available on vinyl as well. Have you done that before?
It's all sold out.
You know, that happens. I've noticed on your website you can see, oh, so such and such sold out.
Yeah, well, some of the older stuff that, you know, I can't afford to redo again, and we'll just kind of let go of.
So this is your seventh full-length album?
Well, eighth. But I'm really only counting it as my third.
Well, is that...
Counting the ones I like.
There you go. You've put out about one a year. I think you just skipped this past year.
I did, yeah. Well, actually, this was initially, I recorded this in November, and it didn't
It just didn't work out for whatever reason. And so I gave it up and thought I'll wait for a little while. And then I came back to it again in March when I got Bo Ramsey to come up and hang out with me a little bit. And it seemed to work then. So it would have been out earlier, but, you know.
This is a studio album.
It is actually a studio album, yeah. It's the first real, it's really the first studio record I've ever done.
Did you do all sorts of shenanigans in production then?
You know, I did not take full advantage of the studio experience. It's live. It was three microphones instead of one, but pretty much every track is either first or second take. There's nothing else on there. It's just me. There's no, you know, multi-tracking or anything. Fuzz, echo, delay,
reverb,
other things that, you know, you might put on. There's none of that. You probably could have used some. I don't know, but I didn't have any. I don't have any experience with that stuff. So,
what was it like working with Bo Ramsey?
It was wonderful. He's just about the coolest guy to hang out with that I know, and he had, you know, he was just a real thoughtful, you know, listener, and his suggestions were fantastic, and we, you know, had a great time hanging out. I really, really felt like I benefited a lot from calling him up.
He's one of those individuals who has kind of lurked in the background so quietly with a lot of knowledge. And, you know, he's played behind Greg Brown for how many years?
Exactly.
And produced a lot of his stuff. Then, of course, played behind Pietta and produced his. And then he also, of course, has some albums of his own.
He's got some great records out, too, you know, on his own. And he's just you know, his guitar playing, I just think is amazing. You know, he's really one of those players that has the song in mind instead of his solo. You know, his solo always just serves the song, and I think that's really, really makes him a pretty amazing guitar player. And, you know, ironically, he did not play on my new record. So.
Yeah, you should have gotten him to play some backup there.
Yeah, well, I probably should have, yeah.
I can't think of what, he has some other album that he produced that we have been playing lately.
The Pines.
Yeah, The Pines.
Yeah. It's a really, really good record.
So he's got a strong Minnesota connection here, working with the Minnesota bands as well. Well, congratulations on the new album, Charlie.
Thank you.
We really like it here.
Well, I'm glad.
And
Thank you. We're
playing it. So, let's play another tune and then another tune from you, and then we'll talk about on the road.
I would love to. You know, I need to do
a little retune.
A small amount of a significant amount of retuning.
Well, I'll talk about the album. It's 11 new tracks, and you know, there's it looks like they're mostly your tunes. There's a couple traditionals that are arranged by you, Turpentine Farm, and Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down, which, of course, anyone who's seen Charlie play has probably heard that song. But if you haven't, you can hear it on the new album. I'm going to wait until I get mine on vinyl, I think.
The vinyl will come with a free CD in it.
Well, so how nifty is that?
It's not a bad idea to hold off.
That's right. I'm going to wait.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. I listen to most everything at home, you know, on vinyl these days. So.
We still have that option here. We have turntables right here in the studio.
Yeah, see, I never forgot about vinyl. It's always been my favorite way to listen to music. But,
what are we going to hear?
I think it's about as good as it's going to get. Maybe I'll play the next song on the record. South of Austin and North of Lyle. If I can get with it here.
Charlie Parr on live from Studio A on KUMD.
There was an old man, I called him Rudy Moan. 80 acres was all they owned. There was an old man, called him Rudy Moan. Twice his size, Rudy's clothes didn't fit him right. Fit for a man about twice. could have won it when he was young. Back then, farming was all he'd done. Now he could have won when he was young. Back then, farming was all he'd done. Kids raising corn was all they did. He got no wife and he got no kids. Well, raising corn was all they did. Now he just sits and smokes his pipe and has a little drink of whiskey every night. He sits and smokes his pipe, has a little drink of whiskey almost every night. Cause he want his land, he done gone fallow. When that won't stand, here come the county. Cause he want his land, it done gone fallow. And that won't stand. Well, Rudy won't go, but he just can't stay. County judge gonna put him away. Oh, Rudy won't go, but he just can't stay. County judge gonna put him away. Social worker come out, but Rudy ain't home. And can't just leave him out here all alone. And social worker come out, boys, but Rudy ain't home. She said he can't just leave him out here all alone. Well, they found old Rudy out in the shed, hanging on a rope tied around his neck. They found old Rudy hanging on a rope tied around his neck. Note in his pocket, this is what it said. I can't in my home, I'd rather be dead. It was a note in his pocket, this is what it said. I can't in my home, boys, I'd rather be dead.
Of a dark tune.
No, it's pretty uplifting. Bouncy anyway.
Oh, you crack me up, Charlie. Now, if I want to know who writes your website.
Well, it's put together by an organic farmer from Brainerd, Christian McShane, who used to live in Duluth and play with a drone band called If Thousands. And he moved to Brainerd to begin raising vegetables and chickens and goats and things, and still as a favor to me, because he's a good friend, puts up the website. All the content is I just write everything down that I want him to say, and then send it to him, and he puts it up, because I'm not a computer guy very much.
Well, if you've never been to the Charlie Parr website, it's charliepar.com, and it's got all the information about where he's going to be playing and all the albums that you can find. And, of course, kind of like a blog update. It's just kind of a blog. I know. It's a weblog where you can follow along and see what's going on in Charlie's life. Seriously, it is cracking me up. Kind of some self-deprecating stuff. I really haven't seen you in the turquoise jumpsuit, but it says on the website.
I'm working out.
That's great.
I'm trying to get into shape. I had a kind of a year of a rough year, body-wise, and my... my wrist has been giving me a lot of trouble from playing the guitar too much, I guess, and so now I feel like in a lot of ways I'm starting over again. You know, learning how to play with my wrist in a different position is really challenging after playing for 30 years with it in one position, and then being fat and trying to get my weight down a little bit, and you know, eating bad foods and drinking beer and stuff like that. I just trying to get, you know, trying to get healthier, and it's challenging.
It is, isn't it?
You know, you got to get yourself in the right mindset. So putting on some special clothes, and you know, like going to church. You know, you put on a suit, and you know you're going to go to church when you got a suit on. When you got your jumpsuit on there, you know you're going to go outside and exercise. So
it's special. Well, it's quite a website, and it's got quite a list of upcoming dates. Now you are heading out west.
I am. On Monday, I go down to the cities, and I pick my two toms up at the airport, and they fly in from London. And just, yeah, they're kind of in for it, I'm afraid, but we're going to take them up to Grand Forks and do the North Dakota Museum of Art, which is just a really fun place up there. They take good care of you, and I love the landscape up there. You know, you kind of see why they call it the Big Empty when you're driving through there.
Right.
I think it's awe-inspiring myself, but they're going to go, you know, I'm going to haul them across that and then back across it again, because we're going to play at the Brew House on Wednesday the 4th together, and then I'm going to haul them back over the top again to go to Fargo, and we'll head west from there. So they'll get a good view of northern Minnesota.
That's right, a bunch of touring. And then, of course, you're heading out to Billings. You've played the filling station out in Bozeman, and then on and on through Montana, Utah, Colorado, kind of a whole swing around.
Yeah, a little swing around, bring them back up through South Dakota, and end at a festival down in Houston, Minnesota, before I take them back to the airport. And
that's a month of August, then.
It's pretty much, it's a good run. It's the 22nd, and they go home again.
My two toms, they're a duo out of Britain.
Bristol, England, yep.
Bristol, England, and they got a banjo and guitar, and you've been on tour with them before, back in 07.
Oh, yeah, they came here in 07, and we did a little run down into Kansas and through Missouri and Iowa and Wisconsin and a lot of Minnesota then. And they had a wonderful time, and people really, really liked them, and I was very happy, because I think they're fantastic. You know, the stuff they do with you know, just instrumental songs. You know, they don't sing words, and they don't use a whole lot of different instruments, but man, they create a landscape that I think is really, really engaging. And I'm happy to have them coming back.
Well, it seems like it would just be a killer show at the two of you. I mean, the two groups, the three of you, I guess.
The three of us.
Well, the other question I'm dying to ask you is about Australia. So why Australia, and how did you get hooked up? Looks like you're going back again this fall.
I'm back twice again this year.
Yeah, and you toured Roustabout out there. And
Yeah. Well, they've been real nice to me. I a while back, I met a filmmaker in Australia who wanted to use my music in a film. And kind of as part of that, he ended up using some music of mine in a commercial that, you know, got a lot more attention than anybody thought it would, and ended up playing the song on the radio all the time, and which, you know, is, I guess, kind of pretty weird. And of course, you know, then he did end up finishing the movie we had started talking about in the first place, which is, I haven't seen it yet, but it sounds pretty graphic as far as people getting murdered all over the place. It's kind of
a modern day film.
It's a modern day Western, I guess, set in Australia. People just, you know, dying and getting shot, and then me playing through the whole thing. So I've managed to get out to Australia twice now. I toured with Paul Kelly out there the first time, and went back for another run on my own. I'll be back there in September for another 10-day run, and then I'll be back for January and part of February for festivals for their summer.
Sounds like, oh yeah, summer's in winter, how perfect.
Yeah, and they really go all out celebrating summer. The temperature's in the low hundreds every single day, which is rough, but they don't seem to mind too much.
Sounds like a bit of a superstar down there.
No, it's nothing like that. It's just, I mean, it's been really nice. I mean, I was in the right place at the right time, I guess. And no, you know, fault of my own, you know, I never seemed to know, you know, that end of this business is really, really mystifying to me, but you know, there's some folks out there that really seem to like what I'm up to, and
no surprise,
I'm pretty lucky.
Well, let's hear another tune. We got time for maybe one or two more here.
Okay.
And of course, Charlie Parr, live from Studio 8. He'll be playing today at UMD's Market Day on the Plaza, and of course plays every Wednesday at, well, not every Wednesday, but just about, at Fitker's Brew House with the Midweek Bazer.
Sure.
That's right. What's it going to be?
I'll play Last Day. Thank you.
Early on Easter morning, Christ that arose from the dead. We got up with the dawn and got ourselves dressed. Take him home, home is where he needs to be. And that's what we told the doctor, and they set him free. Our smiles were full of fear of what must always come, but we took the time as it was. There was nothing left to be done. Out the clock the best we could. Still the time came for leaving, and I wish it did no good. Had arose from the dead. We woke up with the dawn and got ourselves dressed.
The name of that one again was Last Day?
Last Day.
That's the last tune on the new CD, When the Devil Goes Blind. Charlie Parr, live from Studio A. And tell me, what about the name of the disc?
It actually refers to an old fiddle tune from Appalachia called We'll All Go to Heaven When the Devil Goes Blind, which I can't play the fiddle, but I do like the song.
You ever play with you ever think about playing with a fiddle player and kind of adding that in,
that
or
quite
have
a
you?
Bit. I tour out in Virginia. Southwest Virginia, West Virginia, that area, with a string band called the Black Twig Pickers.
Oh, yeah, we've had them in here in the studio.
And so I go down there twice or three times a year. We're actually touring together in England in September.
We'll and Scotland, I see.
Scotland and Northern England for a week together. And whenever we play together, their fiddler, Mike Gangloff, and I, we get to sit down and play together, and it's always good. I always enjoy that.
They're kind of a bit of a jug band. They have got the washtub bass and the washboard.
Yeah,
they've
really, that's another band. I really, really admire them because they've taken, you know, what is really a tradition to them. I mean, their families are all, you know, have their feet pretty deep in the musical history out there. And they, you know, they've pushed and pulled and prodded and stretched it. And, you know, they're all in another kind of ambient drone band called Pelt as well, which uses acoustic instruments and fiddles to create drones. So it's pretty interesting. I really like what they do.
Talk about drone, because you've mentioned it a couple times, and I bet that some people, you know, might not know what that is. And you have a real continuous sound in your sound as well.
Well, it's, I mean, you know, again, I'm not really well versed in what's going on. The thing about, you know, drone music that I really like is, you know, when you listen to like sitar music or stuff like that, you know, you hear that constant droney sound in the background, and a lot of people lately have kind of taken that up and built it into a genre all itself. Some of it's a little bit outrageous, where, you know, you put on a record and there's that thing that goes on for like 45 minutes and never changes.
One note.
One thing. But, you know, then there's a lot of groups that really pay a lot of attention to the drone. If you listen to old time music, you know, up in the mountains where you've got, you know, all the banjos have five strings on them, and that extra string just drones away. And I think for me, it's what gets into my gut about that music and, you know, keeps me interested in it. So I listen to a lot of music that has that, and I always pay attention to it when I hear it, you know.
Well, it's fun to see, you know, real young folks getting into it. I know when I was younger, I grew up in the jug band tradition and thought, this is like the most uncool music. And then to see it really come around, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was tough to kind of stick through it in the late 80s, early 90s, where, you know, anything polished was what you got. And
that's what everybody wanted. I don't know. I'm not much of a music guy, but I kind of have liked what I've liked all my life, you know, and so that time in the 80s was pretty lonely.
Yeah, it really was. Glad to see you stuck through it.
I had nowhere else to go.
Well, you're going to go right out onto the onto the patio here at Kirby today.
I was going to get some lunch first.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, at about 1:30, you can hear Charlie Parr play UMD's Market Day in the Plaza. You'll be playing down at Fitker's tonight. You got a long day of playing today.
No, it's not too bad. By the time I get to the brew house, I'll be more or less warmed up. But, you know, nowadays I have to think a little bit more about warming up.
Well, I don't have much else to ask you. Just really excited to see the new disc out and waiting for the vinyl. And so neat to just see you playing constantly. I see you've even just been down and around Minneapolis playing the West Bank there. Gotta love the West Bank.
Oh, that was a blast. I got to go down and play a couple of shows with Joe Price from Iowa, and he's one of my favorites. He's just incredible. I like him a lot.
And playing out in the courtyard at Palmer's or inside?
Played on the patio at the Cedar Cultural Center early on, and then we went over to Palmer's and did a late thing, opening for Kent Burnside from Mississippi, which was really fun. So I had a great night playing and listening to everybody else play. So it was always good.
Well, we love it when you're here in Duluth, Charlie.
I love being here. I wish I had a little more time to spend at home, but I guess you got to do something.
Well, can we hear one more tune, and we'll let you off to have some lunch. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Charlie Parr.
Well, we drove our mule to the water and drove, and it would not drink and it wouldn't back off. We turpentine, we rubbed them good, and they drunk all the water in the neighborhood. Down on Turpentine Farm, down on Turpentine Farm. And the pig won't move. What in the world is we gonna do? We rub 'em with turpentine to make 'em sore, and the doggone fools come back for more. Down on Turpentine Farm, down on Turpentine Farm, where the work ain't hard and the weather is warm. Down on Turpentine Farm, where the work ain't hard and the weather is warm.
Charlie Parr, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
To check out upcoming guests or to listen to this session again, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is live from Studio A. Today's program was produced by Christine Dean, Maya Morton, Ryan Dahlberg, and Rachel Hakala. With funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, this is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.